Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And as you know, we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We always like to say it's your one-stop and shop at College to Pro for everything you're going to need to know about these guys as they make their path towards the next level. And with that said, we have the Texas Tech standout outside linebacker Tony Jones joining us here on the program. Tony, thanks for your time. Can you believe your time with the Red Raiders is kind of come and gone, and your collegiate career is now behind you, and you look forward to getting yourself into the National Football League?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited. You know, the 2 years I had here was, you know, a good experience. But I had a good time here, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
Excellent. And you mentioned those 2 years, and I'm curious, how does a guy like you come out of high school and I guess, get lost in the shuffle? You went to Butler, JUCO level, and then obviously you get to, a big-time program like Texas Tech, and you have tremendous success. Leaving high school, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle?
Yeah, actually, going into my senior year, I had Mississippi State, Auburn, Florida State, but I broke my forearm in the kickoff classic, the first game of the season, and I actually played both ways in high school. I played running back and safety, so I only got to play two games even with the cast I had on, so that's what kind of set me back. They kind of pulled their offer, and I had to go to junior college.
You know, I've never really thought about it, but what's it like for a young kid where you basically have the finest, college programs in the nation kind of hot on your tail, and then you break your forearm, and then they kind of turn their nose to you? I mean, did you learn a big lesson at an early age just in terms of how this is going to work?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, yeah, I understand. I know, this is a business and stuff like that, and they feel like, they can get someone else because I didn't have, that much tape for my senior year, but I mean, it made me more hungry and more humble to, just to show my showcase, somewhere else to show them what I can do. And, when I got to Butler, everything started opening back up.
Yeah, well, it definitely opened back up. And then you've just kind of been trending up since you got to the collegiate level from the JUCO to Texas Tech. Once again, Tony Jones here on the C2P talking a little draft. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety, it's free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. I'm curious, growing up, were you the better athlete? Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Oh, yeah, I was the man, playing both ways, and now running back. I mean, I got some receiver in me and everything. So, I mean, they just put me anywhere, they can use me and feel like they can get me the ball as fast as possible. So, I mean, with that, I wanted to be putting that, that option to where, if it comes down to it, I want the ball in my hands or stuff like that. So, I mean, it definitely taught me a lot about the whole game because, I've been at different positions, learning different how other positions think and stuff like that. So it kind of helps me out at the same time.
Now, Tony, did you ever go to your coaching staff at Texas Tech or Butler? And maybe you have, I don't know, but have you ever gone to them saying, just give me one carry, let me just carry it one more time?
I mean, I mess with them sometimes, telling them, let me get our starting defense, get the scout team running back for a few plays. But he was like, nah, I can't do that to you. But, I'd always mess around and throw jokes to him, like, put me back there, kick return, or give me the ball a couple plays or put in the package for me.
I love it. And for you, you have a great time at Butler. Obviously, it gives you the platform to go to Texas Tech. But as well as anybody, you could arrive there and maybe the game's too big for you or it just doesn't go the way you want it. At what point do you kind of get the sense of, what you're doing on Saturdays is going to get you a real opportunity to make a living on Sunday?
I mean, I just stayed down, just remain humble. I mean, at the end of the day, I wish I could have got, all my 4 years at the Division I level. But, I'm kind of built in adversity, there's nothing that, I can't handle. So, I know that, things happen and stuff like that. But I just wish, I could get – If I would have had those 4 years, then I feel like my name would have been bigger.
That's fair enough, and that's a great way to put it. Very, great, great way to put it. Tony, now you've had it. I thought you. I mean, from what I've read, your agent Jim Durkin. What he's been passing along. It seemed like you had an exceptional pro day. I mean, you know, 35-inch vert, 23 on the bench. I mean, your shuttle times, you know, 4-1, 11-5. I mean, fantastic numbers. How good did you feel? And I know nobody's ever content, no matter how fast you run or how much do you lift. But how happy were you at the end of the day?
I was pretty happy, you know, with everything. But you know, I got a few mixed signals at the 40-yard dash, you know, stuff like that. But other than that, I feel like, you know, my day was really, really well. You know, I felt like I was moving really well, and felt my body felt really good that day. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I felt like I did really good. But, you know, I'm always trying to get better and faster and everything to get better, you know.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm curious for you, in terms of the pro day, did any scouts grab you afterwards? Sometimes they just walk away and you don't hear nothing, but did anybody pull you aside?
There's a lot of people, you know, just walking by telling me I had a great day and stuff like that. But nothing, like, serious. But, you know, there's, you know, different agencies came and told me I had a fantastic day, good job, and good luck with the future and stuff like that. But it wasn't anything crazy.
Nice. Does that put a little bit of validation on all your hard work, knowing that, you know, you're getting those compliments?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because, you know, I've been working extremely hard. I'm one of those guys that, you know, my coaches have to tell me to go lay down, get some relax, you know, let your body heal and stuff like that. I'm always just up there trying to get better and, you know, anything possible. I just, you know, yeah, they come at me and just, it's all right, you just go relax for a little bit.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tony Jones here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft. I ask everybody that comes on the program, and when we throw Tony Jones in the film room with these scouts, these evaluators, what are they going to love about what you bring to the position?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a motor. And I'm a ball hawk. You know, I'm always flying around. I want to get my head in any tackle I can. You know, even if it's across the field, like, I'm just flying full speed everywhere. And, you know, I have a nose for the football, too. What I was told my old coaches that were here at Tech, you know, tell me I'm a ball magnet. Where even if it's a fumble or anything, like, I'm always around the ball. But I'd say my most dominant is just I fly around.
Nice. Now, is that a little bit of film study, or is that just anticipation? I mean, I know you got the motor, but, I mean, what helps you get there so quick?
I just feel like, you know, just being the athlete I was, you know, as a young age helped me to get, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, and it helped me, you know, just different angles and stuff like that, and what to expect when the ball carrier has the ball in his hands. Because, you know, like I said, you know, growing up, my whole life, I played running back, and I know, like, what to expect and how the defense kind of works and all that kind of good stuff. So that kind of helped me, you know, anticipate, you know, just my IQ, I guess you could say, for the game.
Definitely. And how about this one? I mean, going from, you know, Butler and to Texas Tech, I mean, from the defensive side of the ball, what were you coaches asking of you on a week, you know, week in, week out basis in terms of what they wanted, you know, from you on the field?
Well, you know, just we come down to, you know, we watch our film and stuff like that, and, you know, we study our opponents and stuff like that. So, I mean, with that, we know, like, you know, the weaknesses and stuff like that. So each week, you know, we'd find something or anything and try to take advantage, whether it's, you know, this guy has lazy hands or slow feet or stuff like that. We just take keys like that and we try to take advantage of them.
Awesome. Now, how about this one? And this is just the benefit you for any teams listening in. What goes unnoticed that they can't see on tape? Film study, weight room warrior, maybe a team captain, maybe the defense you ran where you couldn't showcase. Maybe you could have blitzed more. Maybe you could have dropped in coverage more. What do we need to know about you that you can do or have done, or who you are that they don't know about yet?
I'd honestly say the biggest thing would probably be the defensive scheme we had. It didn't really – I mean, it did let me, you know, have some time where I can showcase my talent, but, you know, there was a lot of things I had to do just, you know, to help the other 10 players on the field with me. So I'd say that'd probably be the biggest, but like I said, you know, I'm always up at the facility trying to get better, trying to, you know, eat healthy and stuff like that. You know, my coaches always tell me, like, you know, you can go home and relax for a little bit. But at the end of the day, I think the defensive scheme would probably be the biggest thing, because it kind of held me back a little bit, but I'm just doing my job, you know, just waiting for the plays to come to me.
Nice. Now, and this one, I can't wait to hear, because you are a versatile kid, and you got that motor. Do family, friends, even yourself, is there anybody at that next level that you're kind of, you could say, I'm not comparing myself to this guy, but this is someone I could see myself being in the future?
I definitely say Deion Jones, linebacker. I have a high motor like him. I have good hands and just have a motor to the ball and stuff like that. So, that's someone I kind of, look up to and kind of versatile my game as.
Definitely. I love that take, too. I like that. A little bit, I like it. It kind of fits. It kind of fits good, Tony. Once again, Tony Jones here on the C2P talking a little NFL draft under a month away, April 25th, 26th, 27th, Nashville, Tennessee, 2019 NFL draft, one of the young men making his path towards this next level. Tony, we are almost out of time, and I appreciate you stopping by. I know you're a busy man, but we always like to have a little fun. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot with a couple off-the-wall questions?
No, yeah, for sure.
All right. Now, at Texas Tech, could be you or a teammate, who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
I'd honestly say Antoine Wesley. They call him Tweezy. I guess, because he's a little thin. He likes to dance a lot and stuff like that. So that's his nickname. He got it, Tweezy. So that's probably one of them.
And Cliff Kingsbury, he's off to Arizona. Did anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Excuse me, what was that? Sorry, I didn't know.
Your head coach, your former head coach, would anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
I'd probably say, yeah, Broderick Washington, or T.J. Vassar. They'd probably do it, in front of him just to mess around, but they probably wouldn't be able to, keep it going because they'd bust out laughing.
Excellent stuff. And then the final one, Tony, we've been asking this question for over a decade. We always tally up the names to see who got the most requests, and I announced the winner right before draft eve. Female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Woo, that's a good question. that's pretty tough. There's a lot of them I'd like to, but Kate Upton is a nice one. I'll take her.
There
out.
You go. That is a nice one. There's nothing wrong with taking Kate Upton out to dinner. Trust me.
I've never had that pleasure, but again, I'm sure it would be a nice meal. Hey, Tony, man, I can't wait to find out where you land. What you bring is, I think, when people think of football and football players, your name would right be there in the dictionary, man. I love your tenacity. I love the way you get after it. I'm sure you had to be a coach's dream because you're just, you're no nonsense. You're straight to the point. You just get after it. And at the end of the day, coaches love that. We just want to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Okay, of course. Most definitely. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tony Jones, the standout Texas Tech linebacker, brought up from the JUCO level, knocked that out of the park there, then got to the big-time program with the Red Raiders and continued to shine. Shine at his pro day, and this kid is just trending upwards. And like I said, day three, he's going to be a guy to kind of be on the mend and definitely going to get his foot into a camp. And that's when the football really starts to happen, when coaches kind of see this kid getting after it. And when you're breaking down tape, I've been in the film rooms, I've been in those after-practice scenarios where you're just watching tape, and you're just sitting there for 3 hours watching two-a-days, and then you see a guy like Tony doing what he does. That's how guys stick on the roster. As always, I'm Beau Marchant, our special guest, Tony Jones, Texas Tech. Thanks for listening to the C2P.
Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? hard hit measure. Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.